The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's a beautiful Friday morning, 8:40 our time. By the time he was 17 years old, Ethan Gua had already set a world record by flying across the entirety of the 48 contiguous United States, and he is about to embark on something that is just unimaginable. He's going to fly solo across 7 continents and become the youngest person ever to do so. He's on the line with us right now. Ethan, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel about this journey that you're about to make? Nervous? Excited? What are some of the things that you're feeling?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of emotions. Definitely surreal. There's a tinge of nervousness, but mostly excitement, like you said. But surprisingly, this is actually my second attempt. My first attempt was last year, and I actually had an engine failure, which put a big pause on this trip, and that was where most of my nervousness was at. But right now, with the new engine, it's a lot less nervousness, a lot more excitement.
Let's go back to the beginning. What set you on this path to become a pilot at such a very young age?
Oh, wow. That's a long story. But I was very fortunate to be exposed into aviation at a rather young age. My dad wanted to become a pilot, and I kind of followed along his footsteps. And so I started taking lessons with him. But I was very busy. I couldn't take that many lessons. And so I actually put a pause on aviation for quite a while. And I've always hoped of actually trying to do something to leave a positive mark with my abilities. And later on, as I learned more about aviation, I actually learned about some records in aviation. And one of the records I learned back then, way a long time ago, was that like youngest person at that time, which is no longer, was fly around the world, was like 21. And I was like, I'm 13. I have no experience in aviation. I have nothing on my resume. But you know what? I'm going to try to beat that record. And so at 13 years old, I set off on a goal with 5 hours of flying that eventually I was going to try to beat that record. So it's a pretty weird story, I'd say.
No, it's a fantastic story. In fact, you're so driven that you basically left high school early to do homeschooling and really focus your studies on becoming a flight mechanic, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so. So my parents really told me, if you really want to do this, you really have to finish high school. And I was like, absolutely. I mean, education is super important. And so, but the main thing was high school was going to take 4 years. And one is I didn't have the time for that. Two was high school moves for me was at a slower pace than I wanted. So I kind of dropped out of high school, did homeschool, and finished high school relatively early in a year or two. And then I worked on my pilot's license, and I also worked as a mechanic for quite a while. And so that's kind of where I've been for the last couple of years.
And what, you're 18, 19 years old?
I am 18 now, correct.
Amazing. We're talking with Ethan Gua. He's from the Boston area and about to fly around the world. And not just for his own glory. He's doing this to raise awareness and money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So, first of all, before you even go in depth, cancer has always been a part of my family in different ways. Different struggles, but the most recent one was my cousin. At 18, he was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he had to face a series of treatments and struggles. And as a way to support him, I dug deeper into cancer, like try and learn more about it, learn about different research, hospitals, institutes, and eventually I came across St. Jude. And like the goal I set off years before with aviation, I was set to make a positive impact in a way in which I could. And so I reached out to St. Jude Children's Hospital and to ask what I could do. And we came up with this plan where we could help them raise money. And so that's kind of where the whole collaboration with St. Jude came from, which as I learned more about the cause, I got more invested. It became more inspiring. And the whole thing was just really motivational. And like I said, inspiring for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. When do you embark on your around-the-world journey?
Ooh, I'll be departing mid-May for my trip around the world.
We wish you all the best. This is fantastic. Hey, by the way, let's talk a little bit more about the trip that you made before. How far did you get before you had that that engine failure?
I actually didn't get very far. It was the very first day of my trip.
Oh, no.
No. I took off, and within a couple hours, the engine just started shaking. And I was like, nah, this can't be. It's like, what are the chances on the very first day? Like, I've flown in this specific plane for literally hundreds of hours. What are the chances? But unfortunately, I couldn't, like, I at first, hopefully, I thought it was maybe, like, something in my imagination. But I looked at the engine monitors, I looked at the data, and it showed me, like, alarming numbers. I looked at the engine cylinder temperature, and the second cylinder temperature was dropping low. And when a cylinder temperature drops low, it usually means it's not generating a lot of power. And when it's not generating power, it usually means that there's no compression in the cylinder. And so by looking at that, you can make a general assumption that there is a pretty high chance that you've lost at least one of your cylinders. And that's what I thought. At most, I lost one of my cylinders. But by the time we got on the ground and the mechanic got a chance to look at it, they told me that not only was that cylinder bad, the crankshaft was bad, the cam lifter was bad, the whole engine was bad, and that was prone, and eventually a catastrophic engine failure was due sometime within the future. And I was very lucky to be able to land with partial power.
That had to have been a really frightening experience.
Honestly, I think within aviation, you've always trained to be as calm as possible. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, most of your training is about how to deal with emergency situations. And so I've always had a lot of experience dealing with it. And truth be told, there was a second or two where I felt the nerves in my body. I froze up for a second. And I kind of realized and thought to myself, like, hey, like, my life is really on the line here. And mm-hmm. that I kind of realized how lucky I was to still be alive. And for that moment, I was just frozen. But right after that, I was like, I can be frozen after I land, but right now I need to be present and I need to keep myself alive.
Absolutely makes sense. Ethan, what kind of plane are you going to be flying on this trip?
I'm flying a single engine piston plane. So I'm flying a plane that's like triple my age, from the 70s, so I'll be flying a Cessna 182.
Wow. And you will become the youngest person ever to fly around the world. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'll actually become the youngest person to fly to all seven continents, but then I'll also become, I believe, the first person in history to ever do a solo.
Amazing. How long do you plan to take to do this?
If everything goes well, hopefully around 4 months. But unfortunately, there's been political issues, there's been mechanical issues, there's weather issues, and there's a lot of issues that could come up. But as of now, it's planned for around a 4 month trip.
Do you have a team working with you on some of the logistics, or are you just working through all this yourself?
Yeah, in the actually very initial phases, I did most of the paperwork myself, including insurance and flying internationally. But as I go to some other countries, especially within Asia and Africa, you would often need connections to handlers, and that's kind of where I have a team helping me with that. But for a lot of parts of the world, I will have to take care of it myself.
What are your plans for the future? I mean, obviously, this is first and foremost, this is going to take up a big chunk of your months ahead. But as you look forward, are you looking at college? Are you looking at a career in the military, or you know, learning to become a pilot? What do you plan to do?
Absolutely. So I have gotten offers to fly commercially at like private jet charter companies, but I'm not sure yet if I want to go down that direction. Truth be told, I actually wanted to finish this trip when I was 17, a year ago, if I didn't have any issues. And so if I could have finished it back then, I actually really wanted to go into research, especially cancer research, genetics, CRISPR. And I really wanted to fight this battle in another front. And hopefully, before I go to college, I would able to pursue this interests within biology and within these other interests at college if I do end up going. But there's a lot of paths ahead and a lot of different ways I see myself trying to pursue and learn, and I guess really find different ways I could help out different people.
Well, it starts with the journey around the world. Take good care of that plane. Take good care of that engine and yourself as well. Ethan, is there a way that people will be able to follow you along this journey? Are you going to be doing any kind of a live stream or social media or anything like that?
Absolutely. So if you guys are interested, my website is flightagainstcancer.com. You will be able to see about the route, about why I'm doing it, and there's a lot of information on the website. There's also links to my social media if you guys are interested. My Instagram is Ethan, G-U-O, .RTW. The RTW stands for Around the World.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. Ethan Guo, nice talking to you. Wish you all the best. Congratulations on what you've done so far, and I hope you raise lots of money and lots of awareness to fight cancer.
Fantastic. I really do appreciate you for you having me on this.
Happy to do it. Happy to talk to you. Good luck. Take care.
Fantastic. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.